You made it. You've arrived. This is Peter Levitan's Advertising Stories. And you're about to hear entertaining, personal, often instructive stories from deep inside the world of advertising.
This episode of Advertising Stories is about a very serious subject, the subject of the lack of diversity in the marketing and advertising worlds. I went to an expert to have this conversation, Will Shelton, who is the CEO of Willpower Integrated Marketing in California. I'll have another interview with Will a bit later about his business and how he has harnessed the power of marketing to the African American community within the salon and barbershop universe. Will is able to reach hundreds of thousands of consumers for major brands. I thought it'd be a good time to get into this subject because of Kamala Harris and the fact that we now have a woman of color, always a weird thing to say, woman, man of color, but nonetheless, a woman of color in a senior position. She has risen to the top ranks. It really points out the problem in the advertising and marketing community where we have very few, if any, African American, Black, you name it, people, very white, we'll call it, very white world of senior management, where we don't not see these people. And the question is why? Why has this happened? And unfortunately, there's been a lot of babbling about it for years. We see executives of major companies talking about the increase of diversity, trying to increase diversity within their ranks. We read these articles in Ad Age and Ad Week, and frankly, nothing happens. So let's talk to Will, and let's hopefully generate more conversations about this that lead to action, not conversations that lead to just more conversations. Today, I am talking with Will Shelton, that's with one L, and he is the CEO of an agency, Willpower Integrated Marketing, again, with one L. I'll have some information in the show notes to make your show notes. I'll make your life easier. This conversation is about diversity, the lack thereof, and hopefully opportunity of driving more diversity in marketing and advertising. This must be a conversation you have often, Will. Is that right?
Yeah, I do have it often, you know. Yep. At this time, in this era that we're in, yes.
That's interesting. Let's just jump into that for a second. When you say this time, we have an increased consciousness of the lack of diversity, the problems of endemic, you fill in the next word. Do you think that the world that we're living in now, the awareness of the really big idea of Black Lives Matter, do you think that that will have a positive effect on the growth and expansion of diversity within the marketing and advertising communities?
I think it will. And I think it has already because, you know, what we've had is a colossal cultural collision in our nation and in corporate America. And at this time, the consumers, especially the African-American consumers, they're holding these corporations accountable for diversity and inclusion. You know, first of all, a lot of people don't even know what diversity and inclusion is. And the best analogy I've ever heard was diversity is being invited to the party and inclusion is being asked to dance at the party. So African-Americans, they're looking to see if we've been invited to dance on the floor, on the top floors of these corporations. And, you know, they're looking under the hood. They're doing 150-point inspection on these corporations, and they want to know, does your stance line up with your stats?
Well, I'll talk about the problem again and the opportunity. I did some research last week ahead of this conversation. I really wanted to see if I could come up with a quantitative perspective on the problem. There are four major advertising agency networks, WPP, hard to say, Omnicom, Publicis, easier to say even though it's French, and Interpublic. I counted in their senior ranks, and I'm talking about senior management and board positions, 111 people divided into 76 men and 40 women. I thought that was a good number. And then I was really blown away when I saw that there were only two African Americans in leadership again at these four major advertising networks. And just to really drive it home, and I think a really unfortunate, good for the market, but unfortunate point was that of the two African Americans, one had the title of Chief Diversity Officer, which just seemed too freaking obvious to me. So can we change those numbers? How do you guys, right? Your market, your people, all people of all colors that want more diversity. How do we drive that other than just having this awareness moment possibly, slip away?
I think the best way and what I've been, the message I've given and the coaching I've given is to first let these corporations know that it's not insurmountable, because a lot of them feel like it is insurmountable, and they feel like they're going to miss the mark. So then they don't do anything. And that's one of the biggest mistakes you can make, is not to make a stance and not to develop a plan and an agenda to address this. A lot of them just get highly adjusted to the injustice. I have to let them know that they really cannot look outside to find the answer. They have to look inside and at the convictions and look at the old broken systemic culture that's been there in the corporations for years and decades. So that's the first step that we have to get to. And because you get nowhere until you get real. So that's the first advice, but there's a lot more.
Well, here are two things that I thought, I'm going to move down the ranks a little bit. Two things that I've always thought affected the issue of adding more diversity into the advertising world, which is way too white. And I've always wondered why. And I'm going to ask a few questions here. One is, does this need, it's more historical because I think it shifted, but the need for MBAs moving into middle ranks at advertising agencies, or the need for certain types of college degrees, has that impeded the numbers?
Yes, and that's a good, great question, because that's what I've been addressing as well. I've always felt like, creativity doesn't need a degree. It's really your degree of talent, your degree of your gift, not the degree you get on paper. And, these companies say things like, we can't find the talent, or I always felt like the degree was a false barrier to keep them out of certain positions. So I've been helping them to try to develop a pipeline and bridge the gap between, and let them know that the young minorities do have the option. And a lot of them are wired for this and they are gifted. So I told them, I say, look beyond universities, go to JCs, go back to the eighth and ninth grade and develop, these career days where you go in and you let them know you have apprenticeships in the summertime. It's kind of like in baseball where you have a minor league and then you bring them up to the majors. So you can do the same thing in helping develop that pool of talent without having a degree or these other barriers that are put up.
Yeah, the degree thing has always seemed like an interesting issue for me, because I look at a world like hip hop where billions of dollars have been made. I mean, this is the primary style of music in the world. And the entrepreneurs or solopreneurs that have driven hip hop often started in parking lots, very similar to your approach to using barbershops and salons as a marketing tool. I mean, these are guys that stood out, handed out CDs, and I'm not saying it happened to everybody, but all of a sudden you know, we've got billionaires, we've got people running the entertainment industry, and they didn't necessarily get that Harvard MBA and they didn't need it. They just needed some energy and brains. And I want to point the audience to a great series of documentaries called Hip Hop Evolution, which is on Netflix. I in the days when people traveled on airplanes a couple of months ago, I listened to the entire series. And what I was really blown away by is not only the talent, but the marketing skills. So these skills are clearly resident in the community. And I'm hoping that we can get away with it. You know, there's I'll re-quote Elon Musk, who said recently, he actually said to people, don't bother going to college. So, you know, I'm hoping that, again, the leadership is realizing this. You know, I hope it happens. Here's one more, which I'm sure you'll have a comment on. It's the issue of names. People identify with names. I worked at a very WASP agency when I started. Everybody had a name that sounded like they got off the Mayflower, right? Mm-hmm. And there's no question, and I've seen research about this, that names like Robert and Noah, when they send in a resume, get a response. Denzel might raise a flag to some of these people, as well as, you know, nice name like Emma, nice, you know, name again, Mayflower, versus Latasha's. Do you find that names matter?
I think names do matter. And I think that a lot of African Americans over the years have had to kind of hide or their names. And one of the things that causes is, you know, many Black executives become psychological contortionists to play the corporate game. And African Americans twist themselves in knots for the illusion of inclusion.
I love those words. I love those words. Well, we've got a pretty tough road ahead. Again, back to what I said earlier, I hope that the world does change. I have another stat here. I'll read it. I'll read the words because I just found it on the internet. African Americans / Blacks comprise 3% of ANA member companies. That's the Association of National Advertisers, the CMO ranks of these companies, yet African Americans account for 13% of the total population. So that's 3% CMOs versus 13%. And I'm just hoping that people start to pay attention to this, but I don't think it's pay attention anymore, isn't it? It's act. It's time to act.
Yeah, I think it's time to go beyond more than act, because that's like a flagrant foul. Another thing that happens because of this is what I call the silent agreement that African Americans have made with white corporate hierarchy. And I have a good analogy for that. And it's a boxing analogy that a lot of people probably is very obscure. But, you know, I used to love watching Mike Tyson fight in his prime. And he used to have to pay sparring partners because he punched so hard, he knocked most of them out. And every so often, he'd get one that he couldn't knock out. And his trainer would say to him, you know, Mike, you're making a silent agreement. And that silent agreement was when Mike started holding that sparring partner to rest because he couldn't knock him out. And his trainer told him one day, Mike, you got to stop making these silent agreements, because one day you're going to get a guy who won't sign the contract. And Black executives who've made that silent agreement with corporate America almost always find out the hard way that the other side hasn't signed the contract. And what happens is, although they don't completely stop fighting, they don't fight with the same intensity anymore. Instead, they start throwing don't hit me punches because they no longer are trying to win anymore, but mentally survive waiting for the conflict to be over, Peter.
Well, I've never looked forward to being in the ring with Mike Tyson. I can certainly understand this. This also reminds me, just to stay in boxing for a second, of rope-a-dope a little bit. I don't know which side, you know, the African-American management is on, either against the ropes, which was, of course, Muhammad Ali, or punching yourself out. But boxing is a very good metaphor, I think, for some of the problems here. I want to move just as quickly a second and move to more positive thinking. I found a document on the Wieden & Kennedy website. They are pushing, Wieden & Kennedy is one of the most creative advertising agencies, and they are pushing for more diversity. But what's interesting and why they have to push, and I thought this was fascinating, is that of their Portland leadership, so Portland, they've got a couple of offices in the United States, and I think also one in Amsterdam, if not more, only 2% are African-American. Now, the good news there is I think Wieden & Kennedy, by publishing this information on their website, is alerting themselves and the world that they have to do something. So I laud them for publishing the information that doesn't make them look great. And then there was one other thing I wanted to point out. There's an agency in San Diego called BASIC, B-A-S-I-C, and the CEO just posted on LinkedIn that they are looking to hire a more diverse, equitable, and inclusive workplace, and they're currently looking for creative directors, design directors, senior designers, and producers to come join their team. So maybe that's the good news, is that we're starting to see this happen. I think it's something I'll track. I'll do a Google alert to see what's happening in marketing diversity. So I'm going to challenge you to no more rope-a-dope, okay? Let's all get out in the middle of the ring. And hey, you know, Mike Tyson has lost. So we know the guy actually can be beaten. Any last words on this subject for the world?
I think I would say to the world is just make sure as corporations start to make a shift and try to improve their diversity and inclusion, make sure that your solidarity is solid. Make sure that your thinking is, did Black Lives Matter before Black Lives Matter? And does your stance line up with your stats? And if you start off with that, you may be able to make the impossible possible.
All right. Well, I'm going to look, man, I'm just going to tell you, you got to run for Senate. Because I mean, I got notes here, and I'm going to put them into the show notes. Your the words that you use to describe the opportunity are fantastic, right?
Oh, wow.
All right. So more power to Willpower Integrated Marketing. Thank you very much, Will. I appreciate your time.
Oh, you're welcome. It was great being here and being able to share this information with the audience.
Very cool. Thank you. Have a wonderful time in Los Angeles. It's a crazy place. All right. Have fun out there.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I wrote some of these down. Solidarity is solid.
Mm-hmm. Does your stance line up with your stats?
Yes.
Did Black Lives Matter before Black Lives Matter?
Okay, that was it. Pretty serious. Let me just say that what I'm looking for and hoping for is more action, not more words, on the subject of getting more Blacks, African Americans, Latinos, Asians, I could keep going, but I won't, into the upper ranks of the advertising and marketing industries. Do me a favor, share this episode with people, and hopefully it will generate some conversation that leads to action. I've got an interview with Will coming up about his agency, and that's it. Word of mouth, please. Thank you. And by the way, I want to thank Kanye West for allowing me to use his studio today in LA. Thank you, Kanye.